What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There is no way. The man who wrote The Art of the Deal is basically saying that we're going to start with Iran's 10-point proposal as the framework. We're going to read that in just one moment, but that is a huge concession to the country of Iran. He says, "Well, everybody, we just received the Truth Social post moments ago, and Donald Trump has officially tacoed. In this case, I am very glad he backed down from destroying the entire civilization of Iran, which was his threat. For weeks, he has been threatening direct war crimes against the citizens of Iran by striking their desalination plants, striking power plants in the region, and taking out their oil refineries by claiming this was all military infrastructure, but in fact using such an over-inclusive, over-expansive definition of military infrastructure that he could justify killing, you know, even schoolgirls who are at school, just like they did during the opening salvo of this war. I have only read most of this, but I haven't finished it yet because I decided to just turn on the camera and live react to this with you all. I really do not like the President of the United States using the threat of nukes or using the threat of entire civilizations being destroyed in a genocidal mania as an excuse to negotiate or reach some sort of ceasefire. Now, of course, I'm happy he backed down. But this entire situation only furthers the argument for the 25th Amendment and for immediate impeachment. This entire situation only furthers the argument for constitutional guardrails on who can start a war. So make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed if you've appreciated the relentless truth-telling on this channel and help us get to 2 million subscribers. So Trump said just moments ago, as human chains were forming around the country of Iran, around power plants in particular.
Thousands of Iranians are forming human chains around power plants and across bridges after President Trump threatened to target critical infrastructure if the regime does not agree by 8 p.m. Eastern tonight to a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The demonstration.
All right, now let's see exactly what Donald Trump said in his announcement post just moments ago. He said, quote, "Based on conversations with Prime Minister Sharif and Field Marshal Manur of Pakistan, and wherein they requested that I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran, and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks." Okay, interesting. So it seems like he's still saying that this is all subject to the IRGC opening the Strait of Hormuz, which they may not have fully agreed to do. He could be putting the cart before the horse and backing down before Iran has even opened the Strait of Hormuz. He also says they need to completely reopen the strait, which, I mean, which is back to the status quo of the original war. Like, literally 45 days ago, the strait was already open. So all we've gotten for this war is more debt, dead soldiers, and the reopened strait. Either way, let's continue. He says, "This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East." Okay, they claimed that during his first term. And literally 7 hours ago, he said he was going to genocide all of Iran. That doesn't sound like we're getting towards peace in the region. Also, let's just very quickly before we finish that, go through the goals of this war that Trump and Pete Hegseth and everybody have stated. They said, no more nukes, no more funding terrorist proxies, no more missiles, no more navy. Well, we destroyed their old conventional navy, but they still have a navy that can close the Strait of Hormuz. They still have missiles that are hitting Israel and that are pointed at the Strait of Hormuz. Their nuclear material, like the enriched uranium, still exists. They still have the knowledge, and they still have the ideology that we apparently feared so badly. Trump seems to be desperately finding an off-ramp without any substantive victories. He tacos every single time. He then said, we receive, and by the way, tacoing in this case is good. I'm not ever trying to imply that it's bad he backed down. I just don't think he should get us in these insane situations when he knows he's just going to back down. He said, quote, we received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is workable on a basis to negotiate. Almost all of the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a two-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. On behalf of the United States of America, as president, and also representing the countries in the Middle East, it is an honor. There is no way. He just said, there is no way. The man who wrote The Art of the Deal is basically saying that we're going to start with Iran's 10-point proposal as the framework. We're going to read that in just one moment, but that is a huge concession to the country of Iran. He says, we received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate. Almost all of the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a 2-point period will be allowed. On behalf of the United States, it is an honor to have this long-term problem closed to a resolution. I don't believe this. He just said 2 weeks, but I don't believe this. Iran's 10-point plan itself includes one, a guarantee that Iran will not be attacked again. There is no way to guarantee that. What if they begin to build up their nuclear enrichment program again? Number two, a permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire. So again, just a permanent guarantee that Iran will not be attacked again. Number three, an end to Israeli strikes on Lebanon. Okay, that's basically just the first 2 points again, because the Israeli strikes on Lebanon are happening during this war, but I get the point. Four, lifting all the U.S. sanctions on Iran. What do you mean that's a workable basis to negotiate? We're just going to make them a rich country that can rebuild their military. The main reason they can't rebuild their military right now is because we have such heavy sanctions that they can't even import parts. If we lift the sanctions, they can get the exact parts and material to build a new military and build new bombs. This is not only the exact opposite of what Donald Trump wanted, but even most Democrats don't want Iran to be actively building a new military. Five, end to all regional fighting against Iranian allies. Okay, that is also just kind of lumped in the first few. Six, in return, Iran would reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iran would impose a Hormuz fee of $2 million per ship. Okay, so oil prices stay high. Iran makes a shit ton of money. Iran essentially makes more money because U.S. sanctions are lifted and has more allies that aren't being struck. This seems all favorable to Iran. Number eight, Iran would split these fees with Oman. Number nine, Iran would provide rules for safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz, so we're going to cede the Islamic regime that we have claimed wants to end Western civilization. We're going to cede the Strait of Hormuz to them and allow them to control the imports to Western civilization. What happens if a war breaks out and they just close it down because they can set all the rules? They have complete control, like a world war. 10. Iran to use Hormuz fees for reconstruction instead of reparation. Lord have mercy, Donald Trump is just conceding to the framework of what he claims is the enemy regime. He accidentally backed us into a corner of weakness because he thought that starting this war with Israel would be very quick, just like the Venezuelan decapitation was. He very quickly realized that you can't just chop off the head and expect the rest of the body to fall in line. It is not the same as Venezuela, and this turned into a longer-term war because Iran realized, hey, you know, the United States struck us about 8 months ago. So if we don't show a lot of force now, they're going to continue to think that we're just going to be strikeable. So Iran said, we're going to extend this. We're going to twist their arm. We're going to push forward. I don't see any victories coming from the United States here, and I'm going to continue to push forward. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will see you all in the next one. Peace out.